Okay. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the Chavav and Aleph, says, Kol HaShofros K'sherim Chutz Mishal Pora. All shofros are kosher, with the exception of that of a bull. Mipnei Shehu Keren, it's called a Keren. The Gemara goes on to try to understand. Shapakama, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yossi is a good question. Not a shofar, it's a Keren. Every shofar is both called a shofar and a Keren. Chosapara is called a Keren, not a shofar. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Amalocha. Rabbi Yossi says, the Parah Nami Ikri Shofar. Also, for is also shofar. Chosiv Asita Vashem Mishor Par. Ulama, Ula says, Hainu Taimu de Rabbanan. So what is the reason that a shofar of a bull is possible? Because Rav Chisda, the Amar Rav Chisda says, Mibnei ma ein kohen gadol nichnas bebig dei zohav lefnai velefnim. Why does the kohen gadol, who generally wears shmona begadim on Yom Kippur, when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wears 4 dalet begadim, and there is no zohav on them. The shmona begadim have zohav on them. The Dalit Begadim, the Kohen Gadol goes, Lefnai v'lefnim into the Kodesh HaKadosh, have no Zohav. Why not? Shein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. Since that is reminiscent of the Egel Azov, which is a major cardinal Avera of Klal Yisrael, we do not want to bring any memories of the Egel Azov into the Kodesh HaKadoshim when we on Yom Kippur. V'yikadampar, you bring the blood of a par, which is a cow also. The Egel Azov is a small cow, par is a big cow. Chov yishtani yishtani. But it's changed. It doesn't look like a cow. Ika aron kaporis. The aron and the kaporis are made of gold. Kruv chote bal yakriv kaminim. We cannot bring it in. We're asking for kapara. So when we ask for kapara, we cannot bring zohav into the Kodesh HaKadosh. What did they bring? They had the plate of on which the ketores was burning with a kaf with a large spoon. They were of zohav. There's a difference. When the Kohen Gadol goes in dressed in golden clothes, so it's something he's bringing in that shows pride. What is the reason the Kohen Gadol wears those? It's l'chavod ul sefaras. Something you're proud of, to make him look as a proud individual. To walk in proud with zohav, which is reminiscent of the Egel HaZohav, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim Yom Kippur is a stira. What about the Big Day Zohav outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? We're only talking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shofar Nami Mibachutzu. But when we blow the shofar in this base medrash, the shofar is not inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So So the Gemara answers, Kaven de Lizikaron, who? Since the shofar is Lizikaron, the pasuk says Zichron Trua, Kilifnai Velifnim Domi. Kilifnim Domi. Says Rashi, Shofar Nami, Avagav de Lesbe Mishimchote Bal Yakrev, Lesbe Mishimchote Bal Yasnoa, Kim Lizikaron Ka'asa, Big De Kohen Godol Shalav Ka'asa, it's the same as Big De Kohen Godol. Inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. Says Tosfos. He has other questions. What does it mean, the shofar that we blow in this Beis Medrash on Rosh Hashanah, since it is Zikaron, it's Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Gemara on Chavavam at Beis says like this. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, Shov shel Yael Poshut. What is a Yael? Says Rashi. The first time it occurred, minute for the Yael Steinbuk. Steinbuk is a mountain goat with a very straight horn. Tosus agrees with Rashi. Upiv mitzupe zohav. The mouthpiece is with gold. Ushte chatzotzos min atzdodim. That's when the base amigdosh, they had two chatzotzos on the side of the shofar. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Ablevi. Mitzvah shal Rosh Hashanah Rishiyam kippah bekfufim. It's not a straight shofar, but it's a bent shofar. And when they used to blow a shofar on a tainis, it's straight. About nine, and we learned shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel poshut. It's straight. The Gemara has a whole machlokas. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, you're talking b'shel scharim. Rabbi Yehuda says on Rosh Hashanah they blew with bent shofars from a ram. Yovlos and Yovel b'shel Ya'elim, straight shofars off this mountain goat. Gemara says, so what's the b'mai kamefligi? What is this machokas? Mar Sova once says Rosh Hashanah kama dekayif inish daite tfei ma'ali. The more bent we are on Rosh Hashanah, the better it is. Understand what? Yom Kippurim, on a Yom Kippur, not every Yom Kippur, on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, Kama the Poshet in Ishtai Tetfei, it's better to be straight. Ubatainis, Masava B'Rosh Hashanah, one says Rosh Hashanah, you have to be straight. And Tainis, you have to be bent. What's this all about? What's the difference? On Tainis, straight, everyone agrees on Yovel, you have to be straight. Today is whether in Rosh Hashanah you have to be straight or bent, and Tainis is bent, says Rashi. Kama de kayif inish bitfiloso. The more you are bent in your tefillah, ponov kvushin l'aretz, your eyes, face heading the ground, feyodif. Mishim v'hoya einai v'li bisham, it's bosik. But Rosh Hashanah, now Rashi says, the shofar is not just stam mitzvah. Listen to his words. Dilitfila, the purpose, shofar is a form of tfila. It's not a theoretical thing, no. It's a halachic, with halachic ramifications. That means when I'm standing in tfila in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Rosh Hashanah, am I supposed to be straight or bent? Everyone agrees, shofar has two aspects. One is tefillah, and one is Lizkor Akedas Yitzchak. But Yovel, Shein Likra Dror, why do we blow the shofar in Yovel? To announce all slaves go free. All property goes back to its original owner. It's straight. Another man, the Rambam says, tefillah is straight. Yishum din soli bein ol kapoyim ol kel v'shamayim. Okay, now, what is Rashi telling us here? Rashi is telling us a very interesting thing, and with that we understand the previous Gemara. The Gemara says, according to the first Mishnah, that blowing shofar is you're inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. Why? Shofar is tefillah. If you take a look at our davening, at the end of shofar, the Machsa says, Ki ato shomeya, kol shofar, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, are listening to the shofar, and you pay attention to the trua. Baruch Ato Hashem, shomeya kol truas, am Yisrael barachamim. What does it mean, rachamim? Rachamim is because it's a tefillah. We tell our Kodesh Baruch Hu, listen to our tefillah. The Gemara in Tainus says, what does that mean? Gemara in Tainus explains that there are times a person can articulate what's bothering him and say it in a very clear way. But there are times that something hurts you so much, just like when an animal, you screams out, animal can't formulate anything. It's an automatic response. So too, the tefillah of a shofar is an automatic response of pain. Pasuk says, V'chla Yisrael Mitzrayim, V'yei onchu b'nei Yisrael Ravod, they groaned, Atal Shavos Melokim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that groan as a tefillah. That's a shofar. A shofar is a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help. Now, tefillah is a basic stira in tefillah. That stira in tefillah is that on the one hand, one man d'orma says it's bent. Because tefillah means we're totally dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. And especially in Rosh Hashanah, we're coming in front of Yom HaDin. We're coming, Malei Averis, we're very bent. That's the man d'orma says bent. Another man d'orma says, wait a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shomeya tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about me and the entire Bria to pay attention to my tefillahs. Ato hikart enosh rosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took, what do we say? When we daven a ne'ilah, v'takirehu lamod lefonecho, you separated the human being and you accepted that he stands in front of you. It's the very idea of tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about me enough that he wants me to stand in front of him and confront him and talk to him, and he's available to me. Says the human being is in a whole different madrega. And on the, that's on the one hand, the tremendous madrega of a human being. On the other hand, we come bent. And it, both aspects exist within tefillah. And the two Tanoim here, and Chavavim and Beis are discussing which aspect of tefillah is predominant. Now, all Rishon, with the exception of the Rambam, Paskin, that when the Gemara talks here about a ram, the Gemara is not contradicting the first Mishnah. That is, Tosfos says, so a chatchila. The Rambam says differently. Ram had a different Gemara that he also worked with. Gemara says, here, why is it that we blow with a shofar of a ram? which all Rishon, with the exception of the Rambam, interpret to mean it's our minig, or maybe even l'chatchila, but certainly not l'ikuva. Tosa says it is only l'chatchila. Lizkor akedas Yitzchok. Take a look how the Rambam paskins, Perek Aleph Hilcha Shofa. The Rambam paskins as follows. Kol ha-shofros psulim, all shofros apostle, paskins against the first Mishnah, and he says the tanoim on chavavam et beis ali ikuva, because of the Gemara in the first says, chutz mikeren hakeves hakofuf. The bent shofar of a ram. Mitzofer shetokim bo barashana ben biyovel hu keren hakfosim hakofuf. Two things are the ikuv. It has to be bent. Does it come from a ram? The bent is tefillah. The ram is akedat Yitzchak. And that's what Rashi says. Why it's lifnai v'lifnim. We are standing in tefillah. Rabbeinu Yonah Brachas, when the Mishnah says, you're omid lifnei amakom, you have to have kavanah, you're omid lifnei amakom, so Rabbeinu Yonah adds one word, bashamayim. You're standing right in front of the Kisei HaKavod. And our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, what is the Gemara say, why we apply halach of en kate genasa sanegar? Because our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah is kelifnai v'lifnim. We have to view yourself as you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim confronting HaKadosh Baruch. It's a very powerful statement. And it's not just a very theoretical statement. It has all these halachic ramifications. And according to the Rambam, it's kofuf because it's tefillah and we have to be bent in tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. And there's a second factor. And that's what Rashi says. Why is it zikaron ka'asu? Tefillah and akedas Yitzchak. And both are an integral part of the mitzvah of shofar. So when we say the words zichron trua, what does zichron trua mean? We have a zikaron lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the trua. Zikaron here means tefillah. Now, there is a Gemara Daf Kof Ches. Gemara is talking about mitzvah Srichas Kavana, mitzvah Enes Srichas Kavana. Gemara is talking about mitzvah Srichas Kavana, mitzvah Enes Srichas Kavana. Gemara talks about shofar. And the Gemara says like this. What the Gemara says, it seems to be that shofar requires kavana and matzah doesn't. Aval hocha zichron trua ksiv. It says zichron trua. So what does that mean? So you have two pshatim in Rishonim. One pshat in Rishonim is, even if you say mitzvah sein is tzrichas kavana in general, but shofar is different. Shofar is tefillah. When we apply mitzvah tzrichas kavana to all mitzvahs, as Reb Chaim says in the Sefer Chiddushin of Reb Chaim Halevi, doesn't apply to tefillah. Tefillah have to be omed lifnei amakom. Right now I can say the words, Asher Yoshev Yisecha Od Yoloch Hasela. What changes if I daven and I say, Asher Yoshev Yisecha Od Yoloch Hasela? Because then I have kavanah, I'm omed lifnei amakom. I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't feel that you're omed lifnei amakom, then you haven't done the simple act of the mitzvah. The act of mitzvah is not just saying the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Kei Avraham Elokei Yitzchok Elokei Yaakov. It's standing Dalif Neimiyat Omer. You're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah. And that is the minimal kavanah just to get into the what act are you supposed to do. Matzah, the act you're supposed to do is swallow the matzah. Question, you need kavanah, you don't need kavanah. So the act that has to be done is eating in the matzah. The act of lulav is taking the lulav, sitting in the sukkah, wearing a bag of dalit kafos with tzitzis on. But the act of tefillah isn't just saying the words. The act of tefillah is your omei lifnei hamakom, Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillah. And one group of Rishonim here in Daf Kof Ches says, when the Gemara says, we do not apply the general category of mitzvah tzrichas gemara to shofar, because it's zikaron, it's a tefillah. Hocha, binyan tkiyas, kavonas halev v'inan. V'lekos, says Rabbeinu Chananel. Kavonas halev is part of the act of tkiyas shofar. So if I think I'm just hearing a nice sound, and I don't have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah with the idea that this is a tefillah lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm missing part of the definition of the act that's necessary for the mitzvah. So Zikaron in the third parak is a very, very clear definition what Zikaron means. It means it's a tefillah with a kavanah that I'm standing lifnei hamakom and crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help. I'm telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help. And in the schus of the Kedis Yitzchak, help me. Kedis Yitzchak is a very, very powerful statement. Elkim Nisos Avram. But it's more than that. Famous kasha people ask, Avram Avinu was willing to sacrifice Yitzchak because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Throughout the generations, parents are willing to sacrifice their children for Torah and mitzvahs. So therefore, what's special about Avram Avinu? The answer is, what does it mean by the Avos? They have an Avos. Avos founded the Jewish people. Now, Avos means these three people had tremendous kochos hanefesh, and they implanted in Klal Yisrael many of the midos that they have. And when we talk about our mesiras nefesh, it's we're drawing on those kochos hanefesh that are planted into us, that are into our genes themselves from Yitzchak and Yaakov. So we can't stand in front of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, we have that koach of Mesiras Nefesh, which we inherited from Yitzchak, from Avram Avinu. And in the schus that they did it, and then we have that potential to do it, except our tefillas. That's what we talk about Zikaron in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. Very clear. It's clear when the Gemara talks Lifnai V'Lifnim, when Rashi defines the difference between a bent shofar and a straight shofar. It's tefillah, it's tefillah, it's tefillah. Rabbeinu Chananel talks in terms of why mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, because the ikuva in this mitzvah kavanah is part of the simple act of the mitzvah. That's one definition we mean by zikaron. You turn the page to Chav Tes Amid Beis. Interesting Gemara. Yontif shel Rosh Hashanah shecholios b'Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos? So you don't blow shofar. Mora says, "Minuani milu." Why don't we blow shofar on Shabbos? Amar Ablevi Balachma. Amar Abchama Bachanina. Kotzev Echad Omer Shabbos on Zichron Truah. One pasuk says Zichron Truah. Whereas now moving into a whole different definition of word zikara. Zichron trua only applies when we don't blow the shofar. So what does zikara mean? The shofar zayin chofresh, zohar, can mean a number of things in Hebrew language. Zohar eisa she'asol cha'amolek means not, the Gemara says, yochel belev, can mean remember. Hayom lo sishkach, says lo sishkach. Zohar bepeh means I have to mention it. L'man tizkos yom tzeischo meretz mitzrayim kol yamei chayecha. We have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. You say, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Yitzias Mitzrayim, you just have to mention. The word Zohar can mean discuss and explain. At Leila Seder, we have Mitzvah Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, not just mentioning it, we have to go into it with a whole explanation. Says, what is the Makkah? What pasuk do we learn it from? Zochar Yom Hazeh Sheyitzosim Mitzrayim. So Zochar there means to discuss and explain. So what does the Gemara say? Zichron Trua. We have three brachas: Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. What is the purpose of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? To discuss the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. That is, explain it. The mitzvah is explained through Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Now, we have, interesting, certain mitzvahs. We say, Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer, Kol Shalomer Shlosh Dvarim Eilu B'Pesach Lo Yotzi Yidei Chavosim. Whoever did not say these three things is not Yotze the Chol. Pesach Matzumar. Matzah Zushan Ochlama. So you weren't Yotze your mitzvah. What mitzvah weren't you Yotze? So the Rambam writes, you're not Yotze completely Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Part of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim is not telling the story, explaining Matzah. Says the Ramban, first Melchamas and Brachas. No. Mitzvah of Matzah is not just eating the Matzah. L'chadchila. The mitzvah of matzah includes explaining the matzah. So I have to say, this matzah that I'm about to eat, this is the reason I'm eating it. And explain the mitzvah. According to this, Mando Omar and the Gemara, question, we'll see how we paskin. There's a mitzvah's essay in our Torah on Shabbos when we don't blow, to explain the shofar. So it's different than matzah. Matzah, I have to do it when I'm eating the matzah. Here, either I blow the shofar or I talk about the shofar. Malchus Onachrofrosh. That's the first mandam of the Gemara. So the word zohar here, zichron too, means something totally different than it in the fourth parak than it meant in the third parak. Amar Rava, ima deraisa hi. It's midiraisa, why did they blow on the Beis HaMikdash? Yo, and it's not a malocha. El amai. So, amarava. So, no. It's exeri derabonin. Okay. Now, the question is as follows. So, it's exeri derabonin. And exeri derabonin says that the reason we don't blow shofar on Shabbos is because maybe we'll carry the shofar and the like. Okay, so what does the word zichron truah mean? You could say, okay, we go back to the third perek. Or you can say, no, there's a mitzvah of zichron truah talking about the shofar 7 days a week. There's a mitzvah yom truah. On Rosh Hashanah, there are two mitzvahs, blowing the shofar and talking about the shofar. But that depends how I interpret the words zichron trua. When we on Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos we say the word zichron trua, Why? We're assuming Zichron means today we don't blow the shofar. Today we just talked about the shofar. Is it because that's the meaning of the pasuk? Could be, could not be. Depends on, and if the word Zichron Truah means talking about the shofar, that means Malchio Zichronos and Shofros Amin HaTorah. Okay, if you take a look in Rashi and Chumash seems to imply that Malchio Zichronos and Shofar Amin HaTorah. The Ramban jumps up. How could that be? He says, no. Because there's a Gemara that says, if I have two cities to go to, in one city there's someone who blows shofar. Remember, there were times that they didn't have machsadur and machsor, and people recited bal peh, and people were yotzei with machos and chronos b'shofros b'shomea ka'ona. So, in one city there's someone who can say machos and chronos and shofros. In one city there's someone who can blow the shofar. So I go to where they blow the shofar, because that's Minat Torah. I don't go where the Malchus Zichronos and Shofar, that's Midrabbanan. Ramban says, on Chumash, that's a clear proof that Malchus Zichronos and Shofar is Rabbanan. So what is Rashi talking about? He says, Rashi maybe means in a smachta. Rashi is quoting a Sifri. He said, it must be in a smachta. There are a lot of Rashi's that don't seem that. If you take a look at the Rambam Perish and Mishnayos, Rambam Perish and Mishnayos, the beginning of the fourth parak, is very, very clear. Even La Halacha, today, Zichron Truah means Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So the question is, if so, that means Malchus Zichron Shofar is Minat Torah. But that's a problem. Because the Ramban had a raya from the Gemara that said that if I have a choice of two cities to go to, one city where they blow shofar, one city where they don't blow shofar, I go where they blow shofar. That's the raya. It's Malchus Zichron Shofar Durabona. The answer is very simple. Let's say I pick up matzah, and I say, matzah zushin ochlam al shuma, and I don't eat the matzah. Have I achieved anything? Haven't achieved anything. What's the mitzvah, according to the Ramban, of saying, means when I'm doing the mitzvah, I explain the mitzvah. So, therefore, and if so, we understand how it's possible that Rashi and the Rambam seem to say, Malchus Zichron and Shofar is a Minat Torah. That means if I'm saying Malchus Zichron and Shofar without the shofar, it's clearly a drabbanan. What we do on Shabbos, say Malchus Zichron and Shofar without the shofar, is clearly a drabbanan. But what we'll be doing this year, we put the two together. We blow together with Malchus Zichronos and Shofros. That's a din d'oraisa. And what's the din d'oraisa? To blow the shofar and to explain through Malchus Zichronos and Shofros what the shofar is all about. So according to one group of Rishonim, who say Malchus Zichronos and Shofros are drabbanan, so the meaning of the word Zichron Truah is very clearly like the Gemara says in the third parak. We get a zikaron lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a tefillah, as if we're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a tefillah to him. And then we're bent, we ask him to remember HaKadosh Yitzchok, ask him to all of the above. That is, according to them, that is the meaning of the word Zichron Truah. When we use the word Zichron Truah in our musaf and in our davening on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Shecholios b'Shabbos, we're just borrowing the phrase. It's not really what it means. That's Rishon with exception of Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam who say it's Minat Torah. So it's interesting. The word Zichron Trua means two very different things. It means both as Zikron Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yedei Trua. It's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing we're praying HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us. And it's as if we're standing inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And because of that, we apply the halach of En Kategon Asa Sanegor. If you don't plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help while you're reminding him of the Egel Azov. That's why Rabbeinu Chananel says, even if mitzvahs ain't a srichas kavona, there's no such thing as a shofar. Rabbeinu Chananel is telling us a very deep idea. It's not something tangential to shofar. It's essential to shofar. Without the kavonas hatfila, you're not yotze. When the Rambam says, if you don't have keren hakfosim hakofof, you're not yotze, what's the Rambam telling us? Unless you have something that reminds you you're supposed to be bent, unless you have something that's pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the schus of Kedis Yitzhak, b'chal you're not yotze. It's essential to the mitzvah. The Ravid says, you can be yotze the mitzvah without it. The Rambam says, no, can't be yotze the mitzvah without it. It's essential to the mitzvah. The fact that it's tefillah and we're bent, the fact that we're reminding ourselves of Kedis Yitzhak, if you don't do that, the mitzvah doesn't get started. It's essential ikuv in the mitzvah. And according to them, it's interesting, the word zichron apparently has two very different meanings, and they're both true, lahalocha. They're true that lahalocha, it's a zikaron lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu betfila. And it's true that it means talking and discussing it. And we put the two together. It's not only do we use it as a means of tefillah, and Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofar, part of our tefillah is explaining all aspects of it and bringing our tefillah b'peh together with the tefillah b'shofar as one joint tefillah. That's why we blow in the middle of Musaf. Why? Because it's a tefillah. And what do we say? Hayom haras olam, hayom yamo mishko yitzurikin. Then we say, Areses faseinu, terev lofnecha, kel romanis, meivinu mazim, the cold kiyoseinu, uskaba barachim of rotzon, seidem al kiyoseinu. What do those words mean? After Malchus, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pay attention to our tefillah through the shofar and accept the joint tefillah we have of shofar and Malchus. Accept the joint tefillah we have of shofar and Zichronos. Accept the joint tefillah we have of shofar and Shofros. It's a joint tefillah of tefillah b'peh and tefillah b'shofar. And that, everyone says it's a tefillah. Whether this aspect is the ikuva or not, whether it's possible to have any mitzvah shofar without it or not, that's already machlokes rishon. The Rambam says there's no mitzvah of shofar without tefillah. It's not an extra part of shofar, it's the essence of shofar. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's the essence of shofar. Other Rishonim say it's this and this. It's a mitzvah of shofar plus tefillah. It's a means of tefillah, but without tefillah, it's not makir. But according to the Rambam, for instance, the Rambam is the most extreme of all Rishonim, of that joint tefillah together with shofar. That is, and everything comes out of those words. Zichron Trua. It's a Zikaron Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one. And it tells us we have to explain it. And understanding what shofar is, in the very halachas of shofar, should help us focus during our davening of Eretz Hashem the kind of the mitzvah of Shleimus to understand that we're crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help.